Good morning, everyone. This morning we are in Isaiah chapter 26. I find myself this morning back in Arizona, still on sabbatical. I've got about 2 weeks left. I'm spending a little bit more time with Tyler and Abby, and then I'll be with my parents for a week in Tucson before coming home, and then another several days before sabbatical ends, and I'm back to preaching. So anyways, this morning I'm recording in a peculiar place, kind of trying to find a spot where I can be relatively quiet outside. I'm at a Starbucks, kind of like around the corner, doing my best. So I hope that the sound works out well for you this morning. I think we have a terrific chapter to take in Isaiah chapter 26. Isaiah is beginning to give them comfort about a time when God's going to bring about restoration. And we see this now as when Jesus Christ comes back to set up his millennial kingdom after the 7-year tribulation period. Isaiah in his current day was letting them know about difficulties that were going to happen in their lives with the Assyrian Empire coming in. But Isaiah is giving them hope that God still has a plan for Israel and God still has a plan for them. And we can look at this now and see how it can give us hope about the future that awaits us one day. And we know that he's talking about that future day because he says, in that day, this song will be sung in the land of Judah. So this is good news. There's going to be a pleasant song sung. We have a strong city. He sets up walls and ramparts for salvation. Open the gates that the righteous nation may enter. And he's talking about Israel here, the one that keeps faithfulness. The steadfast of mind you will keep in perfect peace because he trusts in you. And that is an incredible verse. I have learned it over the years is you keep him in perfect peace because his mind is stayed on you. And that's just simply a different translation. Really, when you look up this passage, it really is you keep him in peace, peace, shalom, shalom. So it says it twice in the sentence in the original Hebrew, back to back, the word for peace. You will keep him in peace, peace, because his mind is steadfast in you or trusting in you. You know, I'm very grateful for God, and I'm very grateful for even just this mission that God has placed on my life to spend time with him daily in his word and to read through his whole word and now to teach the whole word. I really am grateful, not only because it brings purpose and fulfillment to my life, but it keeps my mind stayed on him and oh, how I need it. You know, there's so much going on in life, right? I would say this part of my sabbatical is a little bit more vacation. I played golf with Tyler yesterday. You know, there's things to keep track of. Maybe you have investments and you are tracking your investments and you're preparing for your future and financially. You're trying to get things done in life. Maybe there's times in life where you're enjoying life and you're able to vacation or do something fun. And here's the thing, our mind needs to be stayed on Jesus. And I need the daily reminder. I need more than a daily reminder. I need multiple times a day a reminder, right? It's so important that we have great habits of spending time with God and renewing our minds in him and doing it every day. His mercies are new every morning. And it's so good and right for our souls to remember why we're here. I need that. And I'm thankful, hallelujah, that God has given you and me purpose to wake up to every day to serve the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. It's so needed, so necessary. It so rights us when we remember him. Do this in remembrance of me, Jesus said. And man, it brings peace to our lives. I mean, I think it's so easy for us to get distracted and to get complacent and to live life for us. And by spending time with God, he gives us peace, hallelujah, because we trust in him. And may we renew our minds in him every day, hallelujah. Trust in Yahweh forever, for in Yahweh himself, we have an everlasting rock. He is our foundation. He is what we build our lives on. So when the storms of life come, we are not taken away by the storm because we have built our lives on a rock, and now that rock has been revealed through Jesus Christ, the revelation of God to us who came in the flesh, and now we place our trust in Him. We renew our minds in Him. Hallelujah. Verse 5, for He has laid low those who settle on high, the exalted city. And now He's talking about the pride of life and the prideful city that forgets God. Those kind of people and that kind of city He lays low. He brings it low. He brings it low to the ground. He casts it to the dust. And that's really ultimately what's going to happen with any of us who lose sight of God and just live life our own way. The foot will trample it, the feet of the afflicted, the steps of the poor. The way of the righteous, though, is upright. O upright one, make the path of the righteous level. And He does make our path straight, doesn't He? Many are the steps of a man, but the Lord directs our steps or our path. Indeed, while following the way of your judgments, O Yahweh, we have hoped for you eagerly. And man, may this be true of me and may this be true of you, that we hope in Him eagerly. Your name, the memory of you, is the desire of our souls. Oh man, I tell you, this is so good that we would have that kind of longing to eagerly remember Him. Oh, the importance of remembering Him every day, every relationship, every interaction, that we would remember the Lord. At night, my soul longs for you. Oh, Lord, give us that longing. Indeed, my spirit within me seeks you earnestly. And I tell you what, if you're taking in the Word of God every day, you're showing God that you're seeking Him earnestly. And let's continue to do it all the days of our lives. For when the earth experiences your judgments, the inhabitants of the world learn righteousness. And the judgment of God will turn us towards God, because we'll be like, we don't want that judgment. We want to be judged righteous by Him because of the blood of the Lamb. And sometimes when bad things happen, it can turn us to God. Though the wicked is shown favor, he does not learn righteousness. And sometimes the wicked may have things even going well for a season in their lives, but unfortunately they don't learn the way of righteousness. He deals unjustly in the land of uprightness and does not perceive the majesty of Yahweh. The wicked does not see God. They don't remember Him. They do not turn to Him. They just do their own thing in their own complacency. O Yahweh, your hand is raised up high, yet they do not behold it. God is revealed all over. I can see a tree right now. God created that. God created human beings. I see someone walking across the parking lot. Oh, how we are beautifully and wonderfully made. There's got signs of God everywhere we look, if we will just but see it. O Yahweh, your hand is raised up high, yet they do not behold it. They behold your zeal for the people and are put to shame. Indeed, fire will devour your adversaries. Yahweh, you will establish peace for us, since you have also performed for us all your works. He does give us peace, and He's done so much throughout history to reveal who He is. But it's still up to us to remind ourselves in Him. O Yahweh, our God, other masters besides you have ruled us. And at times, you know, Israel had come under foreign dominion. But through you alone, we bring your name to remembrance. What a great chapter this is. The dead will not live, the departed spirits will not rise. Therefore you have visited and destroyed them, and you have made all remembrance of them to perish. And that's the destiny of those who deny God. You have increased the nation, O Yahweh. You have increased the nation. You are glorified. You have extended all the borders of the land. And this is really more of a messianic blessing, that's when He's going to extend the full borders of Israel's land. O Yahweh, they visited you in distress. They could only whisper a prayer. Your chastening was upon them, as the woman with child draws near to the time to give birth. She writhes and cries out in her pangs of labor. Thus were we before you, O Yahweh. We were with child. We writhed in labor. We gave birth, as it seems, only to wind. We could not accomplish salvation for the earth. And this is when they were striving and trying, but yet not fully able to honor and stick with God, and they were punished for it, and the inhabitants of the world were not born. But listen to what it says here regarding future promise. This is really interesting. Your dead will live, their corpses will rise. You who dwell in the dust, awake and shout for joy, for your dew is as the dew of the dawn, and the earth will give birth to the departed spirits. And this is one of the passages, and there are many, where God is giving hope for Old Testament saints that one day they're going to be raised up. And I believe that that's going to happen at the time of the millennium, that Old Testament faithful saints, people who believed in Yahweh, who died, are going to have their bodies resurrected into a spiritual body to take place during the millennium, where they're going to come back and be with Jesus at the millennium. Here we're talking about Old Testament faithful Jews. Now, I want to take you to a couple of passages to exemplify what I'm saying. Listen to what it says in Ezekiel chapter 37. Thus says the Lord, behold, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves, my people, and I will bring you into the land of Israel. Then you will know that I am Yahweh when I have opened your graves and caused you to come up out of your graves, my people. And I will put my spirit within you, and you will come to life, and I will place you on your own land. Then you will know that I, Yahweh, have spoken and done it, declares Yahweh. And I believe that's, again, going to happen during the millennium. And that's spoken to Old Testament Israel. And I believe this is going to be to faithful Israelites who truly believed in Yahweh. They only had a shadow of the Messiah, Jesus, and if they had proper faith in Yahweh, I believe this is going to be true for them. Listen to what it says in Daniel chapter 12, another Old Testament book. Now at that time, Michael, the great prince who stands guard over the sons of your people, will stand, and there will be a time of distress, this is referring to the tribulation, such as never happened since there was a nation until that time. Again, the tribulation is going to be the worst time that's ever existed on planet Earth. And at that time, your people, everyone who is found written in the book, will be rescued. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the ground will awake, these to everlasting life, but others to reproach and everlasting contempt. And this is, again, to Old Testament Israel. And indeed, just as there is a book of life in the New Testament, there is a book for the faithful of Old Testament Israel. And I believe they're going to get raised to life for the millennial reign of Jesus Christ. And that's what we have echoed here in Isaiah chapter 26. Your dead will live, their corpses will rise. You who dwell in the dust, awake and shout for joy. For your dew is as the dew of the dawn, and the earth will give birth to the departed spirits. So there's great hope for Old Testament saints. Come, my people, enter into your rooms and close your doors behind you. Hide for a little while until indignation passes. And this is people needing to stay faithful to God during the storms of life, because there were, you know, not only the storms of Assyria and Babylon, but there's going to be a storm of the tribulation too. And those who have faith are going to need to hide and protect themselves until the time that Jesus Christ returns. For behold, Yahweh is about to come out from his place to visit the iniquity of the inhabitants of the earth, and the earth will reveal her bloodshed and will no longer cover those of hers who were killed. So one day, Yahweh is going to come back, and he's going to defeat his enemies, and he's going to save Christians, those who believe in the Messiah, Jesus, and he's going to resurrect faithful Old Testament saints to also take part of the millennium, and then we will all be together in the millennial reign of Jesus Christ. So listen, that's the way that I see it. I spent a lot of time in various commentaries and everything else this morning to research this for you guys. There are different views of how to interpret those verses, and I'm doing the best I can to give you what I think is the most accurate interpretation. But hallelujah, there is a great, glorious day that we have to look forward to. But here's the thing. Until then, just like Israel had to wait, we've got to wait for that day. And here's the thing. The steadfast of mind you will keep in peace, peace, those who trust in you, those who have their mind stayed on you. So what are we to do? As we wait for these events to take shape one day, as we live our lives and know that in this life there can be distraction, complacency can come upon us, and what we need to do is we need to keep our mind stayed on Him and build our lives upon His rock, and as a result of that, we can keep focused on the One because He is worthy, and we can live for Him until the days that He has promised come to pass. Let's keep our minds stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless you all.